The new resolution, which Pelosi says mirrors a similar Senate bill by Senator Tim Kaine, DBA, would amount to an effective surrender by signaling that the president had no congressional support for striking back against Iran, and imposing a new deadline for any military action that would give Iran greater freedom of action. Paradoxically, the resolution could force the president to choose more drastic measures of conducting a war effort before the deadline. By declaring the attack provocative and disproportionate, the resolution also invites international prosecution of the president, as well as members of the administration and the military itself, who carry out his orders. The U.S. does not recognize the authority of the International Criminal Court, ICC, to prosecute Americans for war crimes. But the ICC takes a different view, and a future Democratic administration might well side with the ICC instead. Pelosi's letter indicates that the new War Powers Resolution will be introduced and voted on this week. She has not yet indicated when she will transfer the articles of impeachment passed by the House on December 18 to the Senate, which she claims is a necessary prerequisite to the Senate holding a trial on the president's removal from office. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.